Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
So you go on vacation, and your guide says he knows the best place to get leather jackets in Madrid or the best restaurant in all of London, or maybe it's something else. In this encore presentation of Going Places, we talk with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley about how some guides get kickbacks for steering tourists to a particular business. And I begin with a pretty basic question, Matthew. What's wrong with that?
Two things. One, they're taking you to stores that have inflated prices. So they're telling you have the best price here. And in fact, the quality and the price may not be what you think it is. The other thing is they're eating up your valuable time when you're on a trip. For example, in Amsterdam, years ago, 20 years ago, when I was a guide in Amsterdam, we were told to take people to the diamond shop. Well, diamonds are really famous in Rotterdam, first of all, not Amsterdam.
But who knows that?
And across the street from this diamond shop was the Rijksmuseum, the National Museum of Amsterdam, right, with all the Rembrandts and Frans Hals, all the masterpieces of the Golden Age of Holland. And then across the street from that was the Van Gogh Museum. And I remember this lady coming up to me and saying, Matthew, don't we have time for that wonderful Van Gogh Museum or the wonderful, I said, and I was supposed to tell them this. No, the highlight of Amsterdam is the diamond shops.
All right. So how do I know to avoid this?
Well, understand that your guides or many guides, especially for big, massive companies, have a motive. And they're usually underpaid, so they need to make an income some way. So when they say, I know the best leather shop in Florence for you, or I know a wonderful gallery for art that you have to visit, note that the chances are that you're paying inflated prices and that there is an exterior alternative motive of the guide, and he's actually getting a kickback. He's almost always certainly getting a kickback.
Even that statement sounds a little silly, right? Like the best leather shop in Florence. Can there be the best anything?
It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd to think that there'd be a best leather shop in Florence. The other way that guides make money, by the way, because oftentimes they are underpaid, is by selling optional excursions. So you're basically getting hit on two fronts.
What's an optional excursion?
An optional excursion is a river rafting trip in Canada. It's a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon. It's a gondola ride in Venice. It's a horseback ride in Costa Rica.
But those things sound fun.
That's it. That's the catch. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, you won't have any time to research it out yourself because you're on vacation. And here it is. You have this guide, sweet guide, standing right in front of you saying, look, for only $250, I will take you over Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. I mean, what are you going to do? You could do your homework ahead of time and set up your own excursions. That's something I do a lot. I don't think you have to be a pro to do that. You can just go online, figure out where you're going. And when you get off that cruise ship, take a taxi and go off to the destination. You might even do it for half price. Oftentimes we found that we were doing these little optional excursions for half price. And remember, if you have a family of eight or more people, you're considered a group, contact the company and say, I've got a group of eight. Can I have a group discount? And they'll probably give you a 10 or 20% group discount for that helicopter flight or for that whale watching trip through Baja.
Maybe this is just my Midwestern sensibilities, but a lot of this seems to rely on the social pressure of people not wanting to be rude, right? You're being led by your guide who wants to interrupt and say, no, we're not doing that. We're doing this.
No, don't be afraid when you're traveling. If you're on a cruise or if you've signed up for some package tour, don't be afraid to say, you know, this isn't something I want to do. When are you departing? 5 o'clock? Okay, I'll be there. Don't worry about me.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.